The Sentai Review, Episode 74, Forever Rangers and the Legends Team.
What's up? Welcome back to the Sentai Review. The next episode is, it's huge. It's 20 robots huge.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do...
about twice as thick as my dick.
What we're going to do...
means you need an anti-tank rifle for it.
What we're going to do...
Wow! You actually stumped him there for a second.
We are going to do the introductions... and we've got a special type of episode. We're going to cover one of the topics, one of the many topics that we haven't been able to cover, because the robos run an hour long now.
Yeah.
So we're going to run a topic today, because we're going to prep for 20 robots. Because, holy crap.
Here's a bit of a note about this. It's the 94 that people can look up. There's five Rangers, and... each ranger has a Zord, and each one has three forms.
So we're going to be Zording the crap out of the next episode, so...
and that's not counting the mega forms and super forms and...
yeah.
And the ultimate forms.
So Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
This is...
hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. The website kind of cut you off.
Well, all I was saying is this is a website, but fuck it, yeah. Yeah, we'll let the website cut me off.
And it's a dirty...
okay,
website.
So check this out. Here's the first topic of this special topic episode. Forevers. There's been a Forever Red. There's not been a Forever White, green, black, blue, pink.
I did see a picture of Forever Green.
It was on our group page.
Yeah, yep. I found it on Jason David Frank's page and shared it on our
Facebook page. Yeah, I saw that.
It was a poster that he was signing, but it was a custom made poster. Yep. So we when he posted it, it's like, oh shit, is there going to be a Forever Green episode? And everyone's like, no.
Just a fan image.
It still would be
but
a cool
it brings
concept.
Up an interesting topic. Here's what you get to do. You get to pick a forever, a color, that you'd really like to see. You might even be able to add a couple of sixth rangers if they fit the bill, like the blue Centurion kind of matches Forever Blue. If that was a dude you liked. I don't care for him, but everybody's different. And Ninjor, for the sake of, could appear in your Forever Blue. He's blue.
Yes, he is.
So we're going to bend the rules here and there, like the Gold Ranger could appear in the Forever Black.
Yeah, because if you think about Forever Gold,
well,
right.
There could be maybe six Gold Rangers.
But that'd be a... yeah.
Possible.
Not enough of the color to make a Forever episode.
Yeah. It'd be tough to run that one.
That would be like...
because Forever, I see like 20-something Rangers.
And that's the same thing with Silver. There's only a handful of those. So.
I mean, a special episode like... you know, Team Gold would be neat.
That would be cool.
But it's not quite what I'm getting at here. So here's the rules. One, you get to pick the color, and then what would be a really cool story for you that would bring you back to the show to watch it?
Actually, wouldn't you have to pick which Power Rangers series it would take place on, too?
No, because it would take place in the newest series.
Oh. Yeah.
Because right now, if you think about it, it would, because that's all they did. They just interrupted the show. Wild Force was taking place. It was halfway done, and a Red Ranger drove up and was like, hey, you the Red Ranger? Fuck this show for two episodes.
Yeah, he walked up. He's like, Cole? Wild Force Red Ranger? And the guy was like, How does he know my identity?
Yeah, because they just finished the thing in their show, and they just interrupted their show to do Forever Red.
The previous episode to Forever Red, he already ran into two other Red Rangers from, I think it's the SPD or something.
So that's what I'm talking about. So that doesn't make any difference whatsoever. The next Ranger show, whatever it is, we interrupt it because it's Forever time.
Well, the next one is more ninjas, so they'll be in the middle of, like, training in the woods as ninjas.
And somebody will come up and be like, so-and-so Black Ranger? And they'll just go from there. So, that's your rules. Now, you guys got any ideas?
Kinda.
Okay, and just to make this easier, we could tell multiple stories here, so if I picked green or black, it's not off the table. You guys might be able to come up with a story, or you might just be able to emphasize what you like about whatever I say or here and there or whatever. So if anybody's got one, go ahead, because I've got two in mind.
I kind of have an idea for one, but it's really stretching it.
Like?
Well, kind of taking the Forever Green. And guess why Tommy would have to be the Green Ranger again? Somebody woke up the Dragon Zord. Somehow.
You got more? Because the Dragon Zord coming out of the lake, I feel like they would just attack it with the current Megazord.
Well, considering what happened when the White Tiger Zord tried to attack it.
I realize that, but I'm just saying, like...
But it's like, yeah, the Dragon Zord gets woken up because of some kind of earthquake or something, and starts rampaging through the city, and you start having these other Green Rangers showing up, trying to help the civilians, and also trying to get together and find Tommy, concerned that Tommy might not be around that much.
Well, I actually have one for you. I'll expand on what you're talking about, because you have somewhat the idea that I have, but okay. I think mine's a little more story value.
Which is probably more what I was thinking with that one.
Here's where I go with this. Green Rangers from all across the world, all of a sudden, during battle, for whatever reason, show a bunch of different things. They're out fighting putties or doing this, because stuff is happening all over the world all the time. It's not just that one ranger group and then nobody's ever rangers again, which is proven when the rangers come back together. You could tell that they're still a team, you know what I mean? They never stopped being rangers, except for random people here and there. Like Jason obviously is not the red anymore. He could still morph, but he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, the way I see it is a bunch of energy is siphoned from every single Green Ranger on the planet through the crystal that Lord Zedd originally used to trap green energy that he was going to make the Dark Rangers. The new enemy uses all the siphoned dark energies from all of the different greens that exist on the planet, and he creates a new evil Green Ranger, a new one, more based to look a lot like the Gold Ranger, but he's green. So he's got a lot more of the gold armor, and he's a lot more plated and a little more severe and everything like that. And let's say, in order to hold him under the corruption this time, they actually dig up a remnant from the past, the Z-Staff, and give that Green Ranger the Z-Staff as the weapon of choice. As long as he holds the staff, he can never break the evil spell. He will be a bad guy. Now, this guy, having control of the Z-Staff, has access to a power now that most other Rangers and enemies have never really had against the Rangers. Zedd didn't really fight them. He had one weird standoff that doesn't really count as a fight. So we never got to see the extent of his power versus the Rangers, except for a small detail of it when his son came to Earth. Now take this concept, and instead of simply waking up the Dragon Zord, what if he imbues it with thunder power? And we get the Eternal Green Zord that rises out of the ocean like something out of Dragon Ball Z. And now you have every Green Ranger and their Zords, their independent Zords, trying to deal with that, while the Green Ranger on the ground can actually make almost like versions of Green Putties that are copies of himself, so that you're not fighting one guy, you're fighting multiples, and every Green Ranger would have to fight him on the ground, while at the exact same time in the Angel Grove Ocean Lake,
Ocean
all
Lake.
The Zords were trying to fight the Eternal Green Dragon. That's where I went with my idea for Forever Green.
Mine was kind of along the same lines. Mine for Forever Green was going to be something along the lines of there's like an enemy that's so fucking hardcore that it's like beating the shit out of every Green Ranger, so they have to go out of their way to find a way to get Tommy his green powers back.
Well, he already has it.
Yeah,
he showed up in the Legendary War.
Well, yeah,
just wearing
true.
Green.
Did get it back.
But so. I mean, like, give him his full powers, because it was basically just the suit.
Yeah, but...
And since he's already been, like, 12 other Rangers, I mean, he's basically siphoning off their power.
I don't think that's necessarily
help out the
true.
Green, but...
I think that, yeah, you just seen him in the suit, but I think that if the need called for it, he could have summoned the Dragon Zord. They were just not using Megazords in that whole Legendary War thing, so...
Which would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But I have a concept... That I, as you guys were talking, I was, you know, coming up with, I had an idea for, well, both colors. I just didn't know which one Seth was going to have. That's why I went, but I had like a Forever Blue in mind. And this one would be, I don't have a name for an enemy. So one of the monsters comes down and it's like this ridiculous creature, and the five Rangers are fighting, and there's just nothing they can do. Their weapons are they're not affecting it. This monster, I don't know nobody knows how truly powerful this creature is. So they're all fighting it, and somehow, as they're fighting it, the Blue Ranger gets knocked out, and the other Rangers get taken. And when the Blue Ranger finally wakes up and his friends are missing, his first idea is to go find his friends. So when he goes...
Have him not wake up there. Have him not wake up on Earth. What if after all of his Rangers are beaten, because for some reason they couldn't hurt the creature, but he could, and it's not explained why he could hurt the creature, but nobody else could, something about the creature is only weak to Blue and feeds off every other energy. So why all five Rangers are fighting, they're feeding it while he's hurting it. They cannot win.
Okay.
Have him wake up on Aquitar.
Okay.
And the Blue Ranger, our Blue Ranger, Billy, already knows what the creature is because they've already lost to it.
Well, okay. And this new Blue Ranger is, you know, doesn't know where he's at. He wakes up on an alien world, and he comes across the Blue Aquitar Ranger. And he's like, and his really annoying voice telling him, I'm, you're on Aquitar. My name is whatever. I don't even remember that dude's name. I am the Blue Ranger, such as yourself. I can
screw that dude. Mighty Morphin Blue Billy is on Aquitar right now.
Yeah. And he's like, let me take, and the guy explains it to him, and he's like, let me take you to the original Blue.
Yeah.
And he's like, the original. So when they go in there and they find Billy, and he explains the situation to Billy, he's like, there's only three of us at the moment. We're going to need more. I can get into contact with Blue Rangers that have come before you and after me, obviously, if I'm the original. And
but would he even be able to morph, though, considering that he has to stay there on
yes,
the guitar?
They fixed that.
And so they definitely...
There's no reason they can't fix that. That's what they went to do. They went back to find a cure.
Well, that's the reason... they found a cure by now.
Yeah, they did.
No.
He's a hero. This is Power Rangers. Know, name how many still... people have actually died or faced real tragedy.
I'm not saying he died. I'm saying he might still be stuck there.
That time
well,
when
no,
they got
he just chose to stay
pizza.
There. He just chose to stay there. He loved that,
was
alien
real
girl.
Danger.
He loved that alien girl, remember? He's not leaving.
Hey, some fat fucks could have tried to eat that pizza.
He has no reason to come back to our planet, so he stayed there to be with her.
Now,
yeah.
When the now Billy and the Blue Aquatar Ranger and New Blue Ranger go back to Earth, they go to the different. Not everybody's in Angel Grove. They're all over the world, so they go to the different cities and they find the different Ranger teams that have come, and when the Forever Red, when Carter went up to Cole and basically said, "We need a Red Ranger." You know, basically, the rest of you just keep sitting on that picking table. We're going to take your leader. He would go up to the other Ranger teams and be like, "Listen, guys, I know that we could use all the help we can get, but we need only your Blue Ranger. The monster can only be beat by Blue." So you would go to each different Ranger team that you could and get their Blue Ranger to save this new team.
And that's really all you need. You basically put it together. Now they fight a monster.
We know
Power Rangers. You set a basic story. You might add a little bit of excitement here and there. But once you get the Blue Rangers together, we know what we're seeing.
The excitement is just seeing Billy back in his Mighty Morphin suit.
Which he did recently on a dare from our original Kimberly, Amy Jo Johnson. David Yost went back to the blue suit, and I think he did. I can't remember exactly what he did, but he went around in the suit just recently. I haven't really got to look up exactly what was going on. I just saw the pictures.
And so, yeah, I gave you a basic story, but that's kind of Power Rangers thing is a pretty basic story.
Nothing, not all the time.
Nothing complicated about it. But I
sometimes they get like an exciting idea.
Yeah.
And then, but we know what we're leading to. Well, you've already built your story. All we need now is the Rangers to fight.
Yep. And
so that's Forever Blue.
That's my Forever Blue. Sorry. Seth, what do you got?
I think I'm busy looking some shit up. Hold on.
I was going to say,
he's got a phone.
Okay, my other one was Forever Black. I was going with I was going for Black and Blue. Or I could have even thrown in Forever Pink, Forever Yellow.
Well, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for this black one.
Forever Black?
Mm-hmm.
My concept, this is me. My concept is kind of the same. Getting to see the original Black Ranger, Zach. Though I did love Adam as the Black Ranger. I really did. That's a toss-up, actually. No offense to Zach fans. I might have wanted to see Adam again. I got to see Adam in the Operation Overdrive when he came back as the Black Ranger. And that, those are the two most exciting episodes that series could produce. So, but that's me. That would be my Forever Black. But that's me. If Seth is picking Black, he could have a whole different concept. But that was my concept for Forever Black. Forever Yellow, unfortunately, which sucks, is that you can't go and see Trini because...
Right. You would be going back to Aisha.
And I didn't have a problem with Aisha. I really didn't.
Unless...
You want Tanya?
Unless they played the Star Trek card and something weird happened where she was somehow teleported into the future. Because you could do anything through comic books and animes and CGI. And, I mean, let's be honest, we just did Fast and the Furious and the guy was dead.
Yeah, he was alive for some of the movie, and then they CGI'd and brought in his brother.
And right now, we're more than accepting that this is Kirk, Spock, and, you know, McCoy. We're buying into that. So what's to say that you couldn't get an actress that was... no disrespect to the original actress. We love her. But it is possible nowadays to suspend disbelief a lot more than it ever was in the past. And I think with the proper storyline, you could do... Especially comic book wise, with the way these comics are running, because these comics are amazing.
You could
bring Trini back.
I think it would have been.
In fact, they did. In the comics, Trini's back right now. She's in Pink.
The Boom Studios.
I think it would just be really neat to see Trini again, though.
Because official storyline, yes, the actress is dead.
Yes.
But the official storyline, she's fine.
Yes, yes. And yes, she went on to do other stuff. But yes.
Is she in South America?
I know the one that she switched to, the yellow that switched to, did go to South Africa because she handed the Zeal crystal over to some other girl, and she came to America in her place. So
That has nothing. No, yeah. I'm talking about Trini.
Trini.
Where did she go?
In that comic, she was in, I think, South Africa.
She's in South Africa? Okay. That's fine.
But
I'm just curious
as far as, like, our... Because
I was reading the pink one, and she was in Europe, France, to be... That's where Kimberly is.
That's where Kimberly is, not where Trini is.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
You haven't read book two, have you?
I'm in the process of it.
Well, that's why. Trini is in book two. And Zach, for that matter.
Sweet.
But Jason is busy.
Busy.
Yeah, I know.
Busy being like...
Zordon says Jason is on a mission of his own right now.
Wait. Would that mean that there'd be a...
There might be a book in the process right now called Red. And the reason I believe that is because right now the White Ranger exists, so it's not like the Forever Red. They're not referencing anything like that. But Jason is busy off doing his own mission somewhere.
Hmm.
That's why he's not in the comic. So who knows? Maybe we'll get to see a book called Red that explains what he was doing when Kimmy needed help.
The mission that he's on is to figure out why he lost his leadership to the White Ranger.
No, but really, where's your Forever Black?
No, that's mine. No, I don't have... My Forever Black was kind of the same thing as Forever Blue. I just picked the blue instead of black. I don't actually... At the moment, I don't have a story for...
Okay, well, let me fix the hell out of your Forever Black.
Thank you.
It's going to start... There's going to be a bunch of spaceships shooting at a pyramid flying through space.
Okay.
The pyramid is going to take massive damage because these are hundreds of thousands of ships. So it's firing back, but it can only kill so many. It gets taken down, and it crash lands on Earth. It goes down. Boom! And it hits in South Africa or South America or wherever Zack is. Zack is the one that runs up to the wreckage. He finds the Gold Ranger inside, and as he's pulling him out, and he's like, oh my God, what happened? The Gold Ranger reaches out and grabs the Morpher off of Zack's belt, because Zack is nostalgic, he carries it around. That's all I need.
Okay.
He pulls it off, and he looks at it, and he says, we need to find Zordon, and he passes out. And so then he wakes up. He's no longer in his costume. He's those three dudes. He's got the staffs, though, so he's one dude. And he tells Zack, he says, listen, you're the Black Ranger. And he's like, well, that was a long time ago, man. And he's like, no. He's like, if you're the Black Ranger once, you're the Black Ranger forever. Oh,
I see what you did there.
You saw that? You got my little terrible writing here.
I see what you did there.
I have to do that because it's Power Rangers. I have to throw in something awful. So
puns.
Now, here's what the Gold Ranger explains. He says, what happened to Zordon? And Zack explains that years ago the tube was destroyed, and he says, then there's still a chance. And he's like, a chance for what? And he's like, we have to find the other tube. It's still here on Earth. Zordon is interdimensional, so while you broke his link to this dimension with a vortex tube, we can bring him back, and we're going to need him.
Okay.
So they then, Zack is like, well, where do we start for something like this? And then he would be like, oh, I believe there was a tube hidden in so-and-so place. Name a place. They go to that place because that's where one of the other Rangers happens to be at this time, and they go seek out some help. So they go to space because they're going to need a scanner that can scan the planet to actually look for the power signals and shit like that. So they go to space, and they get that Black Ranger
Carlos
to help.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring Carlos.
And Carlos, at this time, is doing another mission, which we don't have to explain, with the galaxy, Lost Galaxy Ranger.
Lost Galaxy didn't have a Black Ranger.
There is now. There's not. Okay, you're right. Regardless, who else is in space? Wasn't there a Black Ranger for that SPD team or
no.
whatever? Aren't they? No?
That'd be the Shadow Ranger, which is the dog. That's the closest thing you got to a Black
then
Ranger.
That's him.
But he's in the future.
Now he's not. In fact, Why don't you bring
Time
back
Force.
Somebody from the future?
Time Force did not have a Black Ranger.
Right, but Time
yes,
Force
but they
Time
could
Force
bring
can
him
still
back.
Send that guy back to us.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So he sends that guy back to us because they know. They didn't reveal this information when they got here before, but Zordon is alive in their time, which means that whatever was supposed to happen did involve the Shadow Ranger. He's going to have to go back. So because of timey-wimey stuff, they send him back because he actually knows where the tube is. He just can't get to it himself. Zordon set up a fail-safe years ago that there's another command center hidden somewhere that if you have an extreme ratio of one quadrant of power, you can open the doors. You can't get into it with a team, but if you were to combine, say, 22 Black Rangers, all one power, and you had gold energy to unlock the door, you could get in.
Question. At the end of Turbo, was the secondary command center totally destroyed?
As far as I could see, yes.
So even that crystallized area where that woman was in was destroyed?
As far as I could tell. In fact, they took her tube, which was not actually her tube. It was Zordon's tube. Yeah. They transferred places.
Okay. Never mind then.
And I believe it is that tube, if I'm not mistaken, was it that tube that they had that they were carrying around with Zordon in it?
I don't know.
Because if it's not, then that's the extra tube. But here's the point. When everything goes one way or another, they search Earth and they figure out that the tube on Earth, when they finally get the door open, the tube on Earth is destroyed. So they did all this in part one to figure out that they can't actually bring him back. When all of a sudden, when they get into this other command center, wherever it is, there's a message ringing through the command center. It's like going, deep, deep. And they walk over, and one of the guys pushes the button on it to answer the comm link. And when they do, it is an emergency signal asking for Zordon's help. And there's no Zordon at this time, so they're like, we're the Rangers. What do you need? And they're like, we're being attacked, blah, blah, blah. And the planet that is specifically under attack is Zordon's homeworld. Also the homeworld where, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Alpha come from there too?
No, Alpha came from...
Then it's Alpha's homeworld. Alpha's homeworld, those robots are under attack. Because robot racism. Now,
don't
we do
view that plot hole.
That's right. Don't view my plot holes.
Technically, I was going to say, according to Mighty Morphin, where Alpha came from is where that masked rider was. So, yeah, that common rider that we called masked rider for a series.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Alpha was sentient, right? So they make sentient robots there.
Probably.
No, I don't think it's probably. I think Alpha is sentient. I think he's counted as alive in the series.
Yeah, he's a living entity.
He has feelings.
Yes, he does.
He cries and laughs and everything else.
He has a need to dance.
He even feels pain, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, when he gets electrocuted, he would say, like, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
So
he's not
a sentient machine.
Yeah, he's not a normal
So
robot.
Wherever Alpha came from, We gotta pack up the other Alpha that's still alive, which is with the space dudes right now, so we go back to the ship, and we go to help him. And on the way there, Alpha has a realization. He feels dumb as shit, because he remembers the very first dimensional tube vortex that was ever built was built on his planet to support the life force for Zordon. So if they could get there and stop whatever this bad guy is, they could activate that, and maybe since Alpha has the best chance, Alpha could get in touch with them, and then insert fight, insert happy, save Zordon, big episode, and then the next Ranger show could be Power Rangers Legends, where Zordon brings a team together of 10 of the greatest Rangers throughout the history of the show.
Tommy.
and takes the fight directly to the source of all evil. And then, of course, next season there'll be a different source of all evil, and it'll be the baddest thing ever.
I am the greatest. I am the most evil person in all the galaxies. I am defeated. And somebody's like, I am the most evil now.
Exactly. I was actually more evil than him, but I was on vacation for the last 20,000 years, and that's fucking Power Rangers writing.
Yep. I just got another question that popped in my head.
What?
Is there only one Alpha currently?
There's two, I think. Because there's the one that helped fix the morphing grid that they got out of a crate, and then there's the one that was running around with the space dudes that I think is still on the ship, I believe, isn't he?
I've seen all that series, and last time I checked, I believe that Alpha was still on the ship.
Because Alpha was on the ship even during the Lost
wasn't
Galaxy
that Alpha,
stuff.
Wasn't he Alpha 4 or Alpha 5?
No, Alpha...
Ours is Alpha 5.
Yeah.
And Alpha 5's the one that went with the Space Rangers.
Alpha 6 is the one that was in the crate.
Yeah, one of them was like a Jersey Alpha.
Alpha 6, yeah, Alpha 6 is... No, remember they messed up the voice module for Alpha? They had to replace his voice module, and then he got all dumb-sounding.
Yeah. Bill missed the I.
I actually did. And then after that, I want to say there's an Alpha 6 that's in a crate.
That's the one that Adam needed to help get the Overdrive Rangers' grid back up. So... That's a good concept for your Forever Black. I actually liked that. I'd watch that. I watched the piss out of that.
So you got one now.
No, I got nothing. I was busy looking up for what the fuck David Yost was doing. He apparently dressed up back in the Blue Ranger costume to help promote a movie he made.
That's kind of strange to me.
I hope it's not this weird reunion movie that they're doing.
No,
that's,
it's not that.
That has nothing to do with Power Rangers.
I know,
that's just a group of actors that haven't seen each other that are working
doing
together.
Doing a reunion, but not Power Rangers. So.
Hey, Bill, did you hear that I am actually making the next Indiana Jones, and to promote it, I'm going to dress up like the Black Ranger?
Good luck with that.
Solo.
If you listen to Hollywood Babylon, you would understand he's trying to be Harrison Ford. Yeah.
No, believe me, I knew. I knew it almost immediately.
The second
like,
he started doing it, I'm like, I know what he's
hell.
Doing.
You mean kind of like how I've been listening to Babylon for quite a while, and Scott only just now today figured out that because Trump got fired from The Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger's now in charge of it. And I was like, yeah, I knew about that for a while. Because they even made the joke like 6-7 months ago that as soon as Schwarzenegger gets hired, they're going to change it from you're fired to you're terminated.
So off of that then, because we have a little bit more time, so how about this one? For a second topic, you get to build a Ranger team.
Got it.
Your team. And I already see this one coming.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I already know Shane's. Tommy,
you get one
Tommy,
of each color.
Tommy, and Jason.
You get one of each color, and nobody can be doubled. So you can't pick the white and the green because they're the same person. The white was never passed to anybody, and the green was never given to anybody. They're both owned by Tommy, so you could only have one of them. Same with the Zeo Red.
So it has to be one color.
Or the Bronchiosaurus Black Ranger, because there's nobody else holding that power. So he can only be one of those Rangers on your team.
So you can't have like a black, or a red.
You could, but they'd all have to be different people.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, obviously I'm going to pick a Green Ranger, Tommy.
Okay. That's one. You get a 5-man team basic Ranger setup. A 6th person would be introduced that might be cool later on, or he might look like he doesn't even belong in your show.
Like a Doug Funny Vest.
Yeah, he might wear a Doug Funny Vest.
I need a Red Ranger. So I would probably do Andros.
Oh, I've seen that shit coming. That's fine, though.
From space.
You're at 2. You have a leader and a guy who's going to fight about being the leader with the guy that's the leader just because he's Jay fucking... Right. Yeah.
I'm going to have a Gold Ranger... So now we got a conundrum of...
Which one?
Oh, Jason.
Oh, so you get Dying Gold Ranger. Okay, that's cool.
Nostalgia.
I get it. Dying. Nostalgic dying.
I'm going to use... No. I'm going for All Out Power.
Well, you got three people.
That'll be enough, technically. But no, for a Pink Ranger, I am going to use... Astronema.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's Lost cool,
Galaxy.
Actually, yeah.
Lost
okay.
Galaxy Pink Ranger.
I'm into that, that's cool.
Now, just because I have three guys, I'm going to keep it the bases that we grew up with, three guys, two girls.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a Yellow Ranger. And my Yellow Ranger is going to be... I'm probably going to...
Go Ninja Storm.
There's no yellow Ninja Storm Ranger.
Yes, there is.
That's a guy, though. I'm looking for a girl.
Yeah, he said he wants to keep it to his Power Ranger standard that he's grown up with.
I thought you were, okay, never
mind. Otherwise, I could just use Shane. Not Shane. God, Dustin. Shane's the Red Ranger. And Ninja Storm, yeah. Yay. My yellow Ranger will be from RPM. Because I liked that Yellow Ranger.
Okay, so you got your five.
So I've got an RPM. I've got a Lost Galaxy. I've got Gold Zeo. I've got Green Mighty Morphin. And I got Red Space. So yeah, that's my team. I like that team.
Okay, I need a Red Ranger. So I'm going to have...
Rocky?
No.
Rocky?
No.
Rocky?
Never.
Always the Rocky?
Never.
Every Rocky? All
Dolph Lundgren.
No. Dolph Lundgren wasn't.
I've seen that shit coming.
I did too.
That's my best chance to fight Rocky. It's Dolph Lundgren.
No, diabetes.
Okay, so he's got Dolph Lundgren as his Red Ranger.
My Red Ranger is from that team with the three people. They only had three. They had a blue, a yellow, and a red. He was the awesome Falcon dude with the scarf, with the sun thing here, Sun Vulcan.
Okay.
He's my red.
Okay.
So what, you're dipping into the scent dial.
I don't need to explain it. He was a red. They never explained Space Ranger. He was evidently in operation as far back as the Mighty Morphin, and Zordon never even mentioned him to us. He just was flying around space somewhere.
Oh my.
So for years there's been a Sun Vulcan because...
Power
there,
Ranger logic.
Power Ranger logic, because
okay, so
I've explained him.
Got your Red Ranger.
He's always been on Earth doing stuff in the jungle, and you never seen him because.
Shit's going down, he's like.
He was like, I got other shit I'm doing. Real important shit that nobody's ever going to know about, because I'm going to stop it before it happens.
I'd be like, are you a Power Ranger? No? Well, fuck off.
What? So, that's my Red Ranger.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna need Gold Ranger. He's gonna be those three dudes, not dying Jason, because he's kind of dying.
I want Gold Jason when he
yeah, but I'm gonna lose that guy halfway through my show, and I'm not digging that. So I need the three people.
Okay.
My Pink Ranger is Time Force.
That I was fighting myself, but yeah,
because. She's fucking
awesome.
She's
actually the leader of that team. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you got your gold, you got your red, you got your pink.
My blue ranger, I'm going to need somebody that can keep my team together, that can handle programming and different stuff like that. But I'm not going Billy. I'm going with the... I'm trying to remember the name of it. When Tommy came back.
Dino Thunder?
when Tommy came back, mm-hmm. what was that show?
Dino Thunder.
I need that Blue Ranger.
Okay, yeah, he came back and, yeah, you want the Triceratops guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to sound bad. I honestly don't. I can't remember his name. I don't want to say black guy. I think Ethan.
Yeah.
I think it's his name.
My fifth person.
What color?
So that I don't copy you, jerk ass. I'm going to need a White Ranger,
Tommy.
I guess. Yeah.
Because you can't have green.
You can't do a show and call it Legends and not put him in there. He's going to be your marquee value. He's going to make your money. Basically, they're going to promote the thing and they're going to say, new Rangers, blah, 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 legendaries. Oh, look at all these people. Oh, by the way, Tommy. And people are going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my dick is so hard. And then they're going to go watch it. So I need a selling point, and if I'm going to sell my show, I have to have Tommy on it. But I can't steal your Green Ranger because it makes me sound like I want the Green Ranger, but
listen,
I'm going for that White Ranger.
Listen, if we all want to put Tommy on a
and he's going to have a flying Tiger Zord because he's getting both of them.
Okay. If
the Falcon Zord is going to connect to the back of the Tiger Zord, and he's going to fly all over the place and shoot wing missiles.
Okay. No, you're fine.
And mouth Hadoukens.
Good. It's a good thing, though, that if everybody here wants to put Tommy on their team, he was enough colors to do
you
it.
You really could get away with it, I guess, if you wanted to do it that way.
But somebody's getting stuck with freak.
Somebody's going to have to copy at some point, unless they want
They want the Zeo Red, or they want the Black Bronchio, or hell.
He's cool, though.
Yeah, he is.
I almost went with him, but I went White Ranger because of the two Zord combination I can play off
and
of.
Nobody would pick Turbo. You're the only one on the planet that liked Turbo.
So who's up?
That would be Scott.
Oh, what you got, Scott?
Yeah, I've been trying to think this through. It's like, it's going to be a bit more woman-oriented.
That's fine.
Three women and two guys.
Okay.
Oh, that's a different ratio than what we're used to. It's fine, though.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I only have one on my team. I only picked one.
You're girl. More of a, yeah, you're a sausage fest, really.
Yeah, it's true.
But
do we get to pick a person to run our command center? Because I get concession bot.
Shit. Bastard. I guess that's what I get for taking the Green Ranger. God, I want a concession bot.
Everyone wants a concession bot.
Everybody. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And if I get a wise, sagey person, I get OMAC, dude.
God damn
so
it.
So I get OMAC, concession, and then my five Rangers.
Anyway.
So you think about your two people in your command center while he builds a team.
I'm only working on my team. That's all
he's
I'm
only
working
his team.
Okay.
You took the two best ones.
So, first, I'm going to go with the Tommy Red Zeo.
That's fine. Starman.
Because apparently the power is supposed to be growing more and more.
Supposedly the Zeo energy is infinite. It does nothing but get stronger and stronger. And there's slight pieces of evidence to that. Just like how Jason became so strong, it was literally killing him. He could not morph anymore. They give a clue to that during the Turbo movie, which was awful, but they didn't seem to be able to morph. Remember?
But it was canon.
They were unable to morph, and they had to create new powers that were more stable energies.
We're all young and dumb ones.
So Zeo works for you.
Yeah.
You might have a different Tommy by now too, because the Zeo might look more like the Gold. He might have developed all that armor as his power grew.
Possible. But shit. My mind just went off for a second there.
Uh oh.
Hard reset.
Something like that.
If I would have picked Justin Blue Ranger, I have to go with Sentai White, so somebody with a bicycle pump is back there. blowing up his suit.
Hate that crap.
I'm not picking any, no offense, I'm not picking any children that have to grow up to be a ranger in their morphing sequence.
Yeah, and technically at that point, if you're actually going to go with the Sentai Rangers, then technically you'd rather go with Sentai Gold. I know Jason is nostalgia as fuck, but Bruce Lee Ranger? Yeah.
That's the reason I picked the three guys, because the stock footage that was stolen from the series was their run.
Yep.
Okay, so
I picked it for a nostalgia factor.
So I'm going with Tommy Red Zero.
Yep.
Okay.
Kimberly Pink.
Okay. Ooh. So you're putting the couple back together for your series?
Trying to.
He's like, fuck Cat. Fuck her.
Yeah, really. That's a question. Whatever happened to her?
I'm going to bring in the yellow from Lost Galaxy, the chick that was the female Tarzan.
Okay.
And the other chick is going to be the blue ninja
In Storm. Not another teen movie, you get to see her naked, by the way.
Yeah.
Tarzan Ranger.
Oh, yeah. You're picking Tori from Ninja Storm?
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
She's going to be the third woman.
So you've got your blue, you've got your pink, you got your yellow, and red. So now you just need, you can be green, black.
Yeah.
If you're trying not to copy anybody.
I know I had one, I just...
He wouldn't be able to now, he's already got a Tommy.
Yeah. Not technically, he can pick a white.
Actually, that's who I was going to pick, white. The white from Dino Thunder.
Oh, okay, yeah. The tiger stripey awesome dude.
He's a the weird... good one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, no, that's fine, yeah.
So, yeah, there's Mike.
Can't remember that dude's actual name.
All right.
All right, Seth.
You put together a command center yet?
Seth, what's your team? Can't, because Dickhead over here took the fucking the best people.
You can get that little wheelie robot that was with O-Mac. He didn't take all the best people. And what about that lady? What about that one lady that never answers a single question you have? She just asks more questions. I think Shane wants to hold your hand. From Zio? Remember that lady? You could have her again.
What about the lady that can only be in, like, from the beach to the Stonehenge?
Yeah, from beach to Stonehenge.
No.
Because she at least has whistle sticks and can move outside of her tube.
Every now and then you would go to Stonehenge...
I have to go there to talk to her because she can't leave.
Right. So you have to go there. That's where your command center would be.
My command center's on another planet.
Every now and then she would be just whistle-sticking.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I live on this planet. I don't want to go to that planet to talk to whistle-stick.
What if she's whistling your stick?
Oh, my.
Then you'd go there.
Team's like, we got to fight monsters.
I'll be back in 40 days.
I got to go talk to our leader. No. He picked OMAC and fucking concession line.
It's because I got the best command center ever.
I had to pick the fucking rejects.
Damn! All these years of Rangers, he can't think of one sagey command person that he ever really liked. Zordon. What about the dog dude? You can't use him as a ranger, but he could lead your team.
Yeah, he was. I was actually.
You could view him. He could be almost like a tube guy because he's sending messages from the future into the past to you.
Okay, I'll pick Scaly Dog.
So he would Doggy almost Kruger be like a temporal Doggy Cold Kruger. War Doggy situation.
Kruger. I'll pick Doggy Kruger, which is his name. Now I need a robotic partner.
Or a person to run your command center, because he's in a tube.
Ah, that's fine. I pick Billy.
Okay, Billy transports over from Aquatar to help you out.
Yep, he is going to be running my command center because...
Or your command center is on Aquatar.
That's true, or...
And he has, like, a time vortex-y thing where they can talk to
my
you from the future.
My people are not even on the planet with me. They're on another planet talking to me. Or a different time. I want a concession bot for... advice and lap dances.
I was going to say, that sounds more reasonable as to what you want.
And then OMAC is just awesome. He reminds me of the fucking Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Let's Rock.
That's why I picked him.
Dude, he's. I loved that show, and it reminded me. And I, because I had my mind. I was going to say, and Bill's like, hey, Omeg, I bring Omeg.
I said it exactly like that, too. I was like, I bring Omeg, Omeg.
As a concession bot, I'm going to take all the cool people from Shane, because he's still the Green Ranger.
That's exactly what, that's why, bitch.
Go ahead, Seth. Oh, is it finally my turn, you guys?
Oh, it's finally your turn.
Unless he has a command center to set up.
Yeah, Scott, do you have one? Or are you still thinking?
I'd probably be copying a lot of your guys' because I would actually go back, do some timey-wimey stuff, and bring back Zordon.
Which is allowed. Okay. I gave timey-wimey for my Forever Black.
True. Okay, so you got Zordon. Now who's your guy running it?
I'll probably throw one of the alphas.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So he has five or six. Or one, two, three, or four that's packed away in a crate somewhere. Because that's what we do with alphas when we're done with them. We just pack them up in crates.
So you get to pick a random number.
I'll just go with the normal alpha that we're used to. Alpha.
So he's got an I running around with Zordon again.
He's got an alpha 5.
So he's got standard original command center.
Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's kind of a legend. That fits into the legend show. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're up.
Red Train Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
He just doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't. And he gets a rail sword.
And a rail gun.
And a rail gun.
Okay. That's good pick. Good pick.
I didn't pick anybody from the trains. I almost can't believe
Yellow Pirate.
Oh, shit, Pirate. And, you know, because of that, he now has access
to every
yellow
fucking
ranger.
Yellow.
You didn't pick the... You should have picked the Red Pirate. Too late.
No,
fuck you. Black Bronchio.
Oh, and he has Black Bronchio. Dude, he's built the hellish team.
We're all picking a Tommy. Different Tommy.
Yep.
I should have thought about it. I could have picked Green Pirate. And I could have got the Green Ranger anyway.
Yep.
I was wanting to fix what you said. I didn't pick anybody from Train Rangers. You got Concession Bot!
And I could have had a Train Ranger by default. Just picking one pirate would have given me access. I can't believe that slipped my fucking mind. I fucking love Gokaiger. I think it's easily the greatest Sentai they've done.
I would pick the Japanese Red Ranger because he just... He has that.
He's an asshole.
Yes,
he's awesome. Yep. Keep going. You're kicking ass.
We'll go old school. We'll go Billy Blue Ranger.
Okay.
Because why the fuck not? And let's see. I've got a red, a black, a blue, and a yellow. Right.
Yes.
How about a white ninja?
Oh yeah, that person was cool actually. And outside of the suit. Well, okay, in our show she wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
But outside of the suit in their show, she was actually like some sort of princess, and she wore like the white ninja gear instead of the black ones that everybody else wore.
Okay, no, good picks. Now, do you have a command center with your...
Does he have five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got five.
Yeah, he said red, black, blue, yellow, white.
Okay, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
The guitar-wielding grandpa. The Gold Ninja.
I'm trying to think. Where is he? You guys are... I'm missing out.
From the one that they're about to be taking to make the brand new season of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
The fucking El Matador fucking ninja. The gold guy
so
with
that's
the fucking
dude
star
running,
guitar.
That's the dude that's your sagey type guy that's going to give you advice?
He was supposed to be the one giving advice to the one with the fucking red leader, in which you have to put him in a chair and hoist his fucking chair up.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I'm the leader,
I'm
damn
the
it.
Leader.
Now you also need someone to run it. So I was...
Alpha 12. I don't fucking care.
Damn!
Give him the jersey, Alpha.
My name is Alpha 12. I am the most advanced Alpha ever. Are you funny? No.
So he's getting the alpha that's going to be in the new movie. There you
do,
go.
Do you like dancing?
Oh, you could pick the alpha from the movie that's coming out. Yeah, you could.
Do you like alpha?
Did Seth just win?
Okay, I didn't understand this was a competition.
Let's go through the
this
teams.
This is kind of like going last in Mario Party. I can see what you fuckers are doing and go, I know how I'm fucking everybody over.
I got this shit.
You guys are all over there fighting over which Tommy.
Well, I don't know if I would give up anybody because I have the White Ranger with the two Zords. That's going to be real cool for my show, and Tommy's going to add massive marquee value.
And I'll go ahead and I'll pick my sixth Ranger since there's going to be a random six showing up.
You got to do a sixth one too.
Pirate Silver.
I didn't think we were picking the sixth. I thought it would just be.
You
added.
Said one would just randomly show up and be added.
Okay, so we still have a sixth to pick.
I'm picking Pirate Red.
But you already have a Red Ranger.
I don't care.
You do.
I want Captain Morgan.
Got to throw out your other Red then.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to pick a color that you don't have.
Andros is gone, so you got to replace him.
All right.
So like I said, Pirate Silver.
So now all you did was replace your fifth guy, so you still got to come up with a sixth.
And with that, I'm going for a smoke, because I think I just fucking won.
Dude, he rocked that pretty hard. And if he picks the sixth as his silver pirate, he gets access to all sixth Rangers.
Yep. Oh, and I get a Merry Christmas Ranger, and I get a gold yellow from fucking RPM.
Yes, he does.
And I get a Red Ranger with a gold helmet.
Get out of here! Go smoke, bitch! Taking the super cool guys.
Oh, my sixth Ranger will be the Brown Ranger.
Well, that's shitty.
Dude, he's so epic.
Who is that? Who
he's
are you
from
talking
the Sentai.
About?
He was that fat guy that did not have a costume.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Might as well have throw some humor in there.
Okay, what do you got, Scott? I didn't even think of a sixth. I'm really lost on this one.
I'm trying to rethink what colors I already got. Because I got red as Tommy. I got white for the Dino Thunder. I got pink, yellow, blue.
I don't know. Your spikes are really low at this point.
Because he's actually in thought. And
when you're in deep thought, you're just kind of like, Yeah, but I got that.
You picked a sixth. Man, I don't even know, man. That just
actually, I'll have to pull from, I think, one of the ones that you pulled, but I'm going to pull the gold one. The Zio gold.
Which one?
Oh, the 3-in-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had a chance to be like, nah, fuck that Sentai, man. Bruce Lee.
I wasn't going to pull Jason because I would be killing him.
Okay, man. Sixth. Shit.
Unless I can change my sixth one to the concession box.
No, I'm not going to. He's fucking Centurion? Are you kidding? No.
Ninjor.
No, I'm not doing Ninjor either.
Ninja!
Damn, sixth Ranger. Messing up my thought.
Well, what colors do you have?
Right now I have the red Sun Vulcan. I have the white. I have the gold. I have the pink Time. And then,
Blue Dino.
Yeah, and then Blue Dino.
So you've got. So you have a black? Can have a yellow. No, you have a yellow. Because you don't have a black or yellow.
Pick the Tonka truck.
No, oh my god, so dumb, Tonka truck, fucking shovels Ranger.
What if you pick that black shadowy Ranger that looked like it was just he was wearing a T-shirt with a Power Ranger helmet? Yeah, it's like a 2-second fucking clip of him changing and then running. Remember?
I got a wild one for you.
What's a wild one?
I need a yellow, right?
Yeah, you need a yellow.
What colors were in space? Refresh my memory, sir.
Blue, black, red, blue, yellow, black, red, pink.
And pink.
And gray.
Silver.
Oh, and then there was the silver guy. Okay.
And then the turtles.
I got one that's really wild.
They were.
I got one that's wild that's going to take a whole lot of storyline, but it's not like it hasn't been done before. I get Yellow Psycho.
Oh. Didn't even think about the Psycho Rangers.
Technically, we could have brought up Psycho Rangers for like the Forever ones.
Because the bad guys have continually switched sides throughout the years, including, like, one show's main villain became the Pink Ranger of the next show.
Yep, yeah, Astronomer became a...
So it's not like I can't take the Psycho Rangers and say, oh, they got fixed programming or something.
But one odd thing, though, I mean, we've never really... Well, in America, we've never really seen the Psycho Rangers without their helmets or anything, so...
They don't have them.
Yeah.
They're weird digital constructs.
Yeah.
Even in ours. They were like these robot things that were then digitized onto a card, and then in the next series they were released from those cards, and that's when they had to destroy them. But my thing is that, say I get a hold of one of the cards that has an imprint of their original programming, I'm going to take the original programming and rewrite it so that they're a Justice Ranger, so that they're a good guy, and then I get Psycho Yellow.
That was a good pick. Good pick.
So that... That's kind of a weird question in the middle of the show. I don't think you actually... everybody's doing this. I don't think you realize that we're on mics. I have no clue if we're picking you up or not. But we're going to go ahead and end this episode, actually. So those were our picks. That was our special episode. The next episode is the 20 Robot Extravaganza 1994. So I'll catch you later.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.